I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. If you followed the case of Pastor Raymond Koh's kidnapping in Malaysia, stay tuned for an important update. Meanwhile, God is reaching displaced Sudanese women through a ministry in Egypt. We'll tell you what's happening and how you can be praying in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Malaysia, where the High Court has ruled that government agents were behind the street abduction of Pastor Raymond Koh 8 years ago. A judge ordered the Malaysian government to pay the equivalent of over $8 million to Pastor Koh's wife, Susanna, as well as additional daily payments until her husband is found. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says Pastor Koh was targeted not just for sharing the gospel, but also for who he was reaching.
Persecution of Christians is very much dependent on your ethnicity. If you are Chinese, like Pastor Raymond Koh, then that's fine for you to be a Christian. But if you are ethnically Malay, according to the constitution of the country, you are a Muslim. And Pastor Raymond was accused of reaching out to ethnic Malay Muslims with the gospel.
Susanna called the verdict a step toward closure after nearly 9 years of searching for her husband.
The ruling, and especially the ongoing nature of the penalty, hopefully that will produce some really concrete answers about what happened to him and where he is.
Pray that the truth of Pastor Raymond Koh's fate would come to light, and for the mission dear to his heart, pray for all peoples in Malaysia to know Jesus Christ.
The biggest thing today is just thank you, Lord, for this judgment. Thank you, Lord, for steps taken towards closure for this family, towards knowing what happened.
Elsewhere, tensions are rising in Bangladesh as the country's interim government looks to hand off power in the next election cycle. Caught between vying political parties are the nation's Christians, who are seeing a spike in persecution. Mike Grandy from Unknown Nation says after decades of political turmoil, the majority Muslim population is looking for stability.
They're seeing that a secular government isn't working for them, so it seems that they may be open to a more fundamental Islamic push towards Sharia law.
Meanwhile, Christians are being targeted for their faith. Grandy says in the last few weeks, violence has intensified.
We actually had one of our leaders who was shot twice. Praise the Lord, he survived.
The kingdom of God is expanding even as opposition rails against it. But the realities of the persecuted church are heavy.
People are nervous. We have a network of over 100 leaders that are currently in hiding because they're being targeted.
Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Bangladesh.
They don't live in fear, but they face things that we just can't really comprehend in our culture.
And Egypt has become a refuge for many Sudanese. Bonita with the Nuba Mountains Bible Institute Cairo says,
and now with a war, there's a huge increase in refugees, 900% in Cairo, and a lot of them are single moms with kids.
Many husbands stayed behind to defend their land, were killed, or couldn't escape. So these women face many needs, especially education.
They haven't had almost any opportunities for education in Sudan beyond maybe basic elementary.
NBIC offers a one-year program for women. It focuses on psychological, spiritual, and leadership growth. Another challenge lies in marriage. Since Sudanese can't legally work in Egypt, women more often find domestic cleaning jobs than men and earn more.
So that creates tension oftentimes in the marriage because in Sudan, maybe only the man worked and the woman was able to stay home.
The tension between parents and the uncertainty of the future creates problems with children.
A lot of challenges in parenting and children, and kids get into gangs and stuff. So we've been trying to serve the community in that way.
NBIC teaches God's design for the family. It helps many see how cultural norms sometimes fuel their struggles. So pray for Sudanese people to find healing in Christ's love and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the remarkable birth of a media ministry now reaching millions across the Middle East. Look for the banner ad to get your free sample chapter at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.